This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games, and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's Gay School!
Chris, what on earth?
I actually expected that. Or something like that.
Have I ever done this normally? I don't think I have.
Yeah, that's exactly why. So yes, this is our regular news roundup of what's going on around the world in queer news. First up, do you guys remember Tatu?
Oh God, yes, she was amazing. What happened?
Tatu was the infamous girl band where they shot to fame by making out in a music video.
Oh, beautiful.
They were marketed as a couple, though it was revealed sometime later that they were not.
Oh, they broke grounds. I'm so happy.
They were my sexual awakening. But. I'm not going to lie. It's how I found out that girls could actually kiss each other. I'd never thought about it. Yeah. I was in grade six. Anyway, she's now one of these singers, Yulia Volkova, has commented that she would reject a son if he was gay.
Wait, what?
Monstrosity.
What?
Like she
hang on, what?
Yeah. Asked by the journalist if she would condemn a gay son, Volkova replied, yes, I would condemn him because I believe a real man must be a real man.
Manly man. That,
yeah,
I don't know how to respond to this.
God created man for procreation. It is the nature. The man for me is the support, the strength. I wouldn't accept a gay son. I want to say that I'm not against gays. I just want my son to be a real man, not a homophobic slur.
Oh. What?
I have a feeling she... I don't know. Do you have something to do with the Russian law now that's being put in place?
I don't know.
How she has to be keeping in line with that, maybe.
But she isn't condemning gay women.
Oh, well, maybe because they're not gay. They're just liking to kiss each other.
It's just that two girls together, not the same as two men together. It seems to me that lesbians look aesthetically nicer than two men holding hands or kissing. Okay, good for you.
Yeah, whatever works for you. That's gross. I mean, on the whole Russian front, there are ways to, If you are frightened for your safety, that's fair enough. But she went on a bit of a rant there, and that's a bit...
There's no need to start throwing homophobic
Didn't she even mention that she had a lot of gay friends as well?
Yeah, something like... Does she still have gay friends now?
I believe that being gay is all still better than murderers, thieves and drug addicts. If you chose out of all this, being gay is a little better than the rest.
That's so, just a little.
We can be secure in our knowledge that being queer only makes us... We're a little bit better.
Well, on other news, a group of schoolboys at a Brazilian high school have flocked in support of a fellow trans student who was fined for wearing an incorrect uniform. So this 17-year-old student, this trans, who recently was in that transition, was issued a fine and disciplined by teachers after coming out to school in a girl's school uniform.
Hang on, what school fines their students for breaking uniform policy?
I was a bit confused by that too. I'm guessing fine is like just the way the school operates. I'm not sure if it's an actual cash fine. I really hope not. That's worrying.
You really hope not?
Hope not.
Well, the school failed to acknowledge the student's transition from male to female and claimed that their code of ethics did not permit male students to wear female uniform.
In loud finger quotes, male.
The students from her class heard of her plight. The boys and the group decided to band together and show their support by wearing skirts to school. Isn't that just
That's
wonderful?
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Half the cis dudes I know will not reject an opportunity to wear a skirt anyway.
I know. Well, skirts are great. They're so comfortable.
I
bought my first skirt in 5 years last weekend.
Oh, nice.
Who would have thought?
Aww.
And it continues on with the boys' protest was successful, with the school backtracking from their decisions and saying it was looked overheard. And the code of ethics to ensure they reflect the greater gender expression, which is, I guess, finally.
He's hoping there's a good outcome from this.
Yeah. And I'm in favor of skirts for everyone. Skirts are really comfortable and they look cool. Like, come on, everyone wear a skirt, please.
And she continues on saying that I'm really happy about the way my classmates support me. And I hope that it serves as an example to other others and to feel encouraged to do the right thing. It is the right thing, people.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you're not comfortable in a skirt, don't wear a skirt, but skirts are great. In slightly worrying news, a Fox News personality has said liberals might try and make it illegal for parents to teach the kids that being gay is not normal. Your guys want to tell parents what they can and cannot do. Oh, no. Whatever shall we do? Preventing parents from causing psychological damage to kids. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's interesting, right? So this guy, he's talking about child abuse allegations against a sportsman, Adrian Peterson, and Sean Hannity, a Fox News personality, has somehow quickly found a way to make it about gays.
Because we're the root of all evil.
Yeah,
obviously. We're just a little bit better than murderers and whatnot, you know, which makes sense.
Peterson's accused of beating his 4-year-old son with a tree branch and has been taken off the roster. Oh, okay. Here's what he had to say about that. This is my problems with liberals. Here's where my fear goes with all of this. You guys want to tell parents what they can and cannot do. No, you can't hit your kid with a tree branch.
Aren't there, you know, laws saying what parents can and cannot do already?
Yeah.
You know, like child abuse?
Yeah. He went on to say, for example, is it going to become illegal if a parent teaches the politically correct view that being gay is not normal? Ooh, politically correct.
I hope so.
I hope so. Some people, quote, disagree on the gay lifestyle because of religious views.
There are a lot of finger quotes going on there.
I couldn't say that with a straight face. Gay lifestyle, please. If they teach their kids, is the government going to come in one day and say, no, that's wrong, that's immoral? So far, the only legal thing is child abuse.
You know, gay lifestyle, my lifestyle is mostly just like sitting on my couch playing The Sims and hugging
Snapchat,
my cat.
And Snapchatting your cat. Don't forget
Snapchatting photos of my cat to people.
I'm not complaining, Maddie.
We have our own interests. You like cats and cats.
Cats and cats.
Cats with cats. And
cats with cats and cats wearing cat jumpers.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
My cat does not wear a jumper. Anyway, Australian Football League ends sponsorship from Brunei. The Australian Football League has ended sponsorship from Royal Brunei Airlines due to the country's Stone the Gays law. AFL Europe touted the 12-month deal with the state-owned airline as its biggest ever sponsorship when it was announced in July. But then apparently the league was unaware that Brunei, which is a Southeast Asian country, had passed a law in April that, when it comes into effect, will punish gay sex with death by stoning.
Oh, boy. What?
Note that the AFL made a big announcement a couple of weeks ago that they were in support of same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
AFL has since said in a statement, these laws are counter to everything the AFL stands for in regards to inclusion and diversity. We've decided that the sponsorship deal will be terminated possibly within days, at most within a few weeks. About 34,000 people signed a petition calling for the deal to be dropped.
That's good, Elise. Like, I mean, it's clear that, you know...
I'm glad that they're not just letting it slide.
Yeah, views like that are just unacceptable in today's day and age. And if you have the option to... you know, loudly turn that offer down. That's a good option.
This ain't the Stone Age, guys.
The Stone Age. That was terrible.
I know, but you know, I like cats.
I'm gonna murder you again now.
Yeah, but you know, it's
murder
about...
him and then murder him again.
Yeah, I'm gonna find a way to bring him back to life, then murder him again.
Throw me cats. Just cats.
Cats.
Death by cats.
Cats.
Cat.
You sound like me.
Kit Kat.
I'm excited because I might be moving out in a few months' time, and the people I might be moving out with have said that they are pro cat, and we'll have at least 3 cat.
Amazing.
And I'm excited. I've never owned a cat.
You know, we're digressing, but I have an allergy to cats, yet I still love cats.
I'm mildly allergic. Antihistamines solve everything.
Just before we go tonight, an Australian state has introduced a bill to clear historical gay sex convictions.
An Australian state, also known as this one.
Yeah, but it didn't say in the title. Anyway, the Victoria State Parliament will debate the bill this week. The state legalised gay sex in 1981, but men with historical convictions still face stigma and discrimination when applying for jobs and travelling. Victorian Premier Dennis Napthine said, consensual sexual acts between two adult men should never have been a crime. We are legislating for the law to recognise this. The Human Rights Law Centre and Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby welcomed the announcement. Anna Brown, Director of Advocacy and Strategy Litigation at HRLC, described the legislation as a historic moment for Victoria. She said, convicting someone because of the gender of the person they slept with should never have been a crime. The legislation recognises it's wrong and will erase the convictions that have negatively impacted on many people's lives for decades.
This has just been brought about now? That's the question.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that this was a thing.
Like, yeah, who knew that before?
I mean, a criminal conviction is a pretty serious thing to have on your record.
Yeah, for having sex with a consenting partner.
It makes me wonder if there's anything else out there that we didn't know about that's just as crazy as this.
Probably.
I mean, there's a few issues with regards to trans law that you know, have arisen, especially with regards to, you know, forced divorce. But, you know, we'll get there.
Really? You think? I think so. Cats will fix everything.
It is 5 minutes to eight, and it is time to finish up.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank Marco for chatting with us about some new exciting new things with going on with Minus 18. Remember to check out minus18.org.au. We'd also love to thank Jeremy for coming in and sharing his experience. And you can find the blog at, I believe, parentingjeremy.com.
Yep.
And we've also been notified of another Melbourne organisation set up by two mothers of trans children. It's called Transcend. Transcendsupport.com.au. Transcend being TRANSCEND. Support.com.au.
It's got a very attractive homepage. I like it.
And we will be sharing those on our Facebook as well. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah, it's really great to hang out with you guys. Thanks for all the messages you guys sent. Keep them rolling in. We love you.
Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back this time next week. You've been here with Maddie,
Eleanor,
and Chris.
Good night, everyone.
Chris. Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.